Hello and welcome to the Habitcast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's show highlighting our homeowners, our sponsors, and our volunteers that help make it all happen. I'm your co-host, Morgan, and I'm here with my co-host, Mike. Hi, Mike.
How are you, Morgan?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It is 2022 and all is well in the world.
It sure is. At least in Habitat world.
Yeah, at least in Habitat. It's things are going really well. So you doing well?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to get back into season two.
I know.
Which is very awesome. So we've got some really great things coming up in the next few months with our CEO build and with our home sponsors and just really cool stories that we're going to be able to tell through the series about partners that are involved with Habitat.
You know, we were able to build 70 homes last year, mm-hmm. and which means that we had 70 families in our community that were able to spend Christmas or the holidays in their brand new home. And so we're going to do that all again this year.
Yep.
I think we're going to do 75, though, and increase that number.
Yeah.
Affordable housing has become such a hot topic locally, across the state, across the country.
Yep.
And so I'm really excited about how the community continues to rally around Habitat, continues to support us. And so today we're going to talk to someone who has continued to rally behind us and support us, and that's Bank of America.
Yeah.
And so Bill Gady, who's the Tampa Bay Market President, is going to join us. You know, he's been involved with us for a number of years. He has a really cool story, too, because he actually started his career at Bank of America as a teller.
Oh, I didn't
and
know
so,
that.
And now here he is leading one of Bank of America's largest markets.
Yeah.
So that's exciting awesome. To talk to him today.
Yeah. And I think it's so awesome, especially we'll hear more from Bill, but seeing their continued support with the mission, even through our merger.
Yeah.
So now that we are Pinellas and West Pasco, we're building homes in Pasco County. And, you know, they have a dedication coming up in March. That'll be their next one.
Yeah.
But we are really it helps having that commitment from our sponsors to show our continued commitment to West Pasco County. Mm-hmm. You know, our headquarters are in Pinellas,
yeah.
but we serve from Hudson all the way down to South St. Pete. So much goes on and in a very large service area. So to see that kind of participation and support from a sponsor like Bank of America is really cool.
Yeah, in Pasco, I think what we definitely want to, you know, kind of share with everyone today is just some exciting things that are going
mm-hmm.
on. We just recently closed on about 5 acres off of Little Road in an area that's going through some growth. It's right across the street from the VA facility, right down the street from the government center. A lot of shopping and retail within that area. But that 5 acres over the course of the next couple of years will be, next year or so, we'll be putting in infrastructure and building out a community that will eventually house somewhere around probably 25 to 30 families. So really excited about that project.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done anything to announce that yet. So we'll be doing some sort of groundbreaking here. Because we love groundbreakings and we love key celebrations. We love cutting ribbons.
Love it.
All of that stuff at Habitat, because it really does, it gives us the opportunity to really kind of celebrate, kind of the advancement of the mission.
Mm-hmm.
So Little Road, big project coming
up.
We also, just this past month, launched our Cup of Joe with the CEO. I forgot what it was called. And it's
our featured guest.
Yeah. So we thought it was a great opportunity to just have little roundtable discussions with the community.
Yep.
And so we held our first one off of Little Road, ironically, as a way to just kind of bring some folks together. I think we had about 12 people attend,
mm-hmm.
and we just had some discussion around affordable housing, around the Habitat mission and what we do. And then we heard from folks on, you know, how they can get involved and get engaged. So a lot of good stuff going on in Pasco.
Yeah, and a lot came from that, too. I mean, I think it was really cool for us to kind of have that boots on the ground kind of feeling in Pasco to talk with folks who had either been involved with the affiliate several years ago or hadn't been involved at all. So really a full spectrum, lots of different partners that we can like get involved with in the future, which is great. So we're excited to actually re-engage with that community. And that will happen through that Cup of Joe. That will be every month on the third Wednesday of the month in the morning.
Hopefully people show up in February.
February 16th.
You know,
say the date.
And in addition to that, we are, you know, getting closer and closer to opening our new Port Richey store, mm-hmm. which we're targeting a May 1 open date. So we'll have more information about that in the coming months. But again, just so much going on in Pasco. Yeah. We're going to, you know, talk to Bill. You know, one of the homes that we have going on in Pasco County, as you mentioned, sponsored by mm-hmm. Bank of America.
Yep.
They've provided, we'll kind of transition into talking a little bit more about Bank of America here, but they've provided over $1 million in support to our affiliate.
That's amazing.
Our affiliate alone.
Yeah.
And so they are a national partner with Habitat for Humanity International. Mm-hmm. They're involved in many markets across the country. But Bank of America has been just a phenomenal partner to us. We honored them with our Golden Hammer Award a number of years ago.
Yeah.
They come out and swing a hammer with us a number of times throughout the year. And so I think it'll be really neat to hear about what Bank of America is doing in our community, the way that they have invested in their employees.
Mm-hmm.
They've come out with a new initiative to increase the minimum wage for their employees. But then, you know, I think, you know, somebody like Bill, who's on our advisory board,
mm-hmm.
who's involved with Habitat in our region, I think just hearing his story will be fun too. So.
Yeah. Let's switch over to there.
Awesome. Let's do it. So, Bill, thank you for joining us today, and thank you for taking some time to talk a little bit about Bank of America, Habitat, and then kind of the ongoing partnership we have. So we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I always find it fascinating your background with Bank of America, because you've been with the bank for a long time and started your career with Bank of America. So tell us a little bit about kind of what that looks like and how you got to your current role as the market president.
Right. So I started with the bank 33 years ago.
Wow.
And don't say wow like that. Mike makes me feel old. So 33 years ago, and right out of college.
Yeah.
And I worked for NCNB at the time.
Okay.
And I had stayed around. I graduated University of Florida. I stuck around one more year, more football season, as I like to say.
There you go.
And so when I graduated in December.
Okay.
And I went to work for the bank. As my first job, I was a part-time teller.
Okay.
Down in Sarasota.
Wow.
And I was a lousy teller, Mike. I was awful. but
they didn't have the machines that automatically counted at that time?
And I think within my first week, I was out of balance $10,000 one day.
Wow.
And the teller supervisor who was training me goes, listen, you don't even have $10,000 in your drawer. There's no way you're out of balance $10,000. And
here you are today.
And here I am today. But what was great about it is, you know, I look at what the roles, and banking's obviously changed significantly since then.
Yeah.
But at the time, the tellers, they were the face of the bank.
Sure.
I mean, people came in and they saw the teller, and you had certain customers that only wanted to see the same teller because that's who mm-hmm. knew them, and that's who they come to see every Monday or every Friday. And that was just kind of their banker. And so I always enjoyed that because, you know, you're trying to figure out how to develop rapport with somebody who is 3 feet, 4 feet away from you at all the times. And I'm a chatty guy, Mike, as you know. I enjoyed that. The interaction was fantastic. And then I moved into the management training program for the bank.
Okay.
Managed a couple of offices in Tampa Bay and down in Sarasota, Manatee County, and came back to Tampa.
Yeah.
Went up to St. Louis to run our financial center's branches up in St. Louis and Kansas City.
Okay.
Then I went down to Dallas-Fort Worth and did the same thing. And,
okay.
Then moved into another role with the bank and went down to Houston for a while and then finally had an opportunity to come back to Tampa Bay. It was
great. And so during that time, it was the bank had kind of changed names a couple times. So you were with Nations at one point.
Yeah, so NCMB, then Nations Bank, then Bank of America.
Okay.
So a few different banks along the way, but always the same company.
Yeah, I think I shared with you at one point, my very first account was with Nations Bank when I was, you know, my mom took me in, you know, I was 15 and had to put my lawn mowing money into an account. And was at the Nations Bank on Florida Avenue in Bears. So, which I don't think is a Bank of America anymore, but that's where it was.
No, but I know that one. Yeah, I know that one well. Georgia Rice used to be the manager there many, many years ago.
Look at that.
So George and I worked together a long time ago.
Huh.
And it was my first account that I had, and the account I still have today with the bank, was an old Ellis Bank account.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's a lot of zeros in front of the numbers. And but it was,
Ellis Bank.
Which ultimately became NCNB.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, wow. A lot of history there.
A lot of history.
Yeah, and so one of the things I was really surprised to hear, not necessarily surprised, but I guess it kind of speaks to the market we live in. A number of years ago, we did a partnership with you guys. All the market managers were in town here at the Vinoy, and we did a big community service project. But I didn't realize that this market is one of the top markets for Bank of America in the entire country.
Yeah, without you, we were actually the number one market in the country. Wow. And so we got to host all my peers from around the country in the market president role and host them all in and bring them to Tampa Bay and show off what makes this market so special.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're able to partner with you guys just made it. And I think that was what made it a special deal because you bring everybody in and, you know, they may have visited Tampa, St. Peter, Clearwater at one point on vacation. But I think what makes it feel more personal is being able to connect everybody that comes in from around the country. And they're all engaged with their nonprofits.
Sure.
And they may be engaged with Habitat affiliates in their respective markets. But seeing what we do and seeing that connection locally is kind of, that makes it kind of more human.
I was amazed by the amount of folks that came up and said, oh, Habitat's our charity back home or wherever they were from. So that there was some synergy there that was really neat. And it's cool to show off your community, right?
Absolutely.
We just hosted a conference of the top 45 Habitat affiliates out at Clearwater Beach. And it was so neat to be able to, you know, it's your community. You get to show off, you know, the places you live and work, right? And people from up north loved coming down here.
Yeah, this is pretty. Yeah, that's. I'm sure that was a pretty easy venue to fill. I mean, that's pretty popular.
Clearwater Beach. Yep.
Because on the size, though, you guys, as far as affiliates go, you guys are second largest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it comes to new home construction,
right?
Yeah. So we built 70 homes last year, and you know, kind of a good transition into how we're able to do that is through amazing partners like Bank of America. And so you guys are not only a partner on the local level, but there's also a national partnership that kind of really encourages that involvement. So you're the Tampa Bay market president. So what does Tampa Bay represent in the Bank of America world? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so for us, it's Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco, Hernando, and then some, you know, additional covers to Citrus and Polk counties.
Okay.
And so that's where we, and so then all the lines of business that operate in that. And then my job is to kind of help be the, you know, the message, you know, provide the message for the bank. What are we doing in the community and making sure that internally our associates understand the direction the bank is going in all our lines of business, whether that's our consumer bank, our commercial bank, our wealth management team, our operations centers that are here.
Okay.
Doing that internally and then externally, understanding where we, you know, opportunities exist for us to partner in the community, where we can make a difference in the community because we all live here. We all work here.
Yeah.
We're part of the community. And so I think that's what's great about the role is I get to blend the two. I get to be kind of the internal, you know, here's what we're doing and, you know, here's the direction the bank has and then take that and apply it externally. And make sure everybody knows all the amazing things as a company we get to do and the amazing partners like Habitat that we get to work with you know, and make things happen within Tampa Bay.
So how many employees are in this footprint here in the Tampa Bay
market? We're just over a little over 3,500 employees in Tampa Bay, and so we're
significant.
And again, it's as an area where people want to come, you know. This is an area that people like to work, so it's a nice place to be.
Well, obviously, I mean, given your background and how long you've been with the bank, there it obviously fosters that environment where you can grow and advance with the bank as it grows. And it sounds like you have the opportunity to move around the country if you so desire. So it sounds like a great company.
Yeah, I think you can do that. I mean, you can move around, you can do whatever, and the opportunities and the roles in banking have changed.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean,
sure.
You think about now. Technology is a huge part of the bank today and banking that didn't exist 20, 30 years ago. But today, technology is a big part. And so with technology comes opportunities and people are, you know, and how you serve our communities and how you make financial lives better. That's what we do. And there's a lot of people. We're fortunate to have an amazing team here in Tampa Bay that does that.
Well, your technology piece at Bank of America is phenomenal, right? And I personally bank with Bank of America, and I'm just blown away all the time with the information that's pushed out and how readily accessible things are when you go online and stuff. So I could see how technology drives a lot of the growth and what you guys are doing. But the old school like mindset of walking into that branch, do branches serve kind of more as just like a marketing arm now? I mean, is it just kind of like you still have to be on corners and stuff so that people see the Bank of America logo on a regular basis?
Yeah, I think it's everything because, you know, there is still that visual piece and there is still,
I haven't walked into a bank in probably 4 years,
right,
by the way.
But I think there is still needs. Yeah. And if you think about the demographics, especially the demographics of Florida at large and Tampa Bay, you still have individuals that's part of the routine. They like to do that.
And my mom loves walking into the bank.
my mom still goes into
exactly.
the bank. She still goes in. And if, you know, I hear it from her, if the line's too long or, you know, and she calls me up and says, and I'm like, Mom, you know, you can.
She doesn't drop your name at the counter?
No, she that just usually doesn't help her any. I think she gave up on that a long time ago. But at the same time, so you still have it. But there are still things that there's not a substitute for doing in person.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
And you guys see this is there's only so much you can do remotely and via technology.
Yeah,
you still have to do things personally and face to face. And there are certain, you know, accounts and products and services that people will always feel more comfortable doing in person. But if you can augment that with technology, that's the best of both worlds. And so, and that's where we are. And I think we've seen that here in the last 24 months. You know, if anything's happened, technology, the adoption of technology has sped up. And so, you know, you used to spend a lot of time talking about digital adoption and that digital adoption now post-COVID, that is like digital demand. People expect that you can do things electronically, online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, I love how it's forced kind of an organization like Habitat or the nonprofit sector as a whole to be much more business focused, and it kind of has forced us to look at things, doing things differently, innovative creativity when it comes to how we operate. And so I think if anything else, COVID has definitely taught us how to be just that much more out into the community.
Like the Habitcast.
This
started
as a part of
as a part of getting that message out. And so you know, I think you look at that, and there's things that it's just accelerated, and you probably would have eventually done a podcast because that was the direction it was going.
Everybody's doing one.
You guys would have got there.
Sure.
And the award-winning podcast.
Award-winning.
You would have got there.
But
maybe that just kind of sped along, and you saw the opportunity to do it. And so financial centers, no, that's still a big part of how you bank a community because you know, people still need to see where we are and still need to see their bank and be able to go into their bank when they need it. But you can layer it all together and have the blend of the physical and the digital.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the partnership with Habitat and kind of how it's gotten to the place where it is. So, you know, you guys have been involved with our local affiliate for many, many years, dating way back before I was here, you know, back when Barbara was our CEO. And but there's also a national partnership. So talk a little bit about the involvement with Habitat and how that's morphed over the years. I know you guys support many Habitat affiliates, not only in the Tampa Bay market, but nationally. But talk a little bit about that, what that partnership looks like.
Yeah, so I think we're lucky because we do have, you said, the national piece. So nationally, Habitat is a big partner of us from an enterprise level for Bank of America.
Sure.
And that allows us to do some matching grants and programs, which is great. And then locally, the 90-plus markets that Bank of America, the 90-plus market presidents that are around the country like me, we have the autonomy to work with the the local nonprofits that are doing work in the community. And so you have the enterprise level, and then you have the local level. And so that's where we get to come in. As you said, we've been, you know, for many, many years, Habitat's been a great one to work with.
Yeah,
I think when I came to Tampa Bay, I think it was like home number 200.
Wow.
And it was, because that was a big deal. Maybe it was 200, maybe it was home 250.
Yeah.
And now last year was over, you know went well past 700.
We hit 700, we'll hit 800 in 2022.
And at the time, it just seemed that that number was so far out there.
Yeah,
but but now you guys are cruising right along. And so you have the enterprise level, you have the local level.
Okay.
And then you also have the employee piece of it. You have the volunteering piece. And honestly, that's, you know, the money is great and, you know, the money is needed and that funds the mission. But really sharing what the mission really is and getting engaged, that comes from the volunteers, that comes from the employees being able to come out there and work and doing it. And I know some of the best times we do is when we have our leadership team come out to a build.
You guys always have a good time when you come out.
We have a good time. And I, honestly, I'm always surprised what you guys let us do. it's like, wow, I get to do that. I did sod one time. I didn't really enjoy
sod,
that, Mike.
You know, sod's not as fun as everybody thinks it is.
I didn't enjoy sod.
Especially if you get in amp piles. Sometimes it's a lot of work, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, oh, you can't mess this up. But it's a lot of work. I always joke with volunteers that we always fix everything after you leave. You know, if you do mess something up, it's not the end of the world. We'll figure it out. I remember a couple years ago, we actually had one of the homeowners that benefited from our program was a Bank of America employee, which was really cool because you guys got to work alongside her.
Yeah, and that was pretty special because all the working along any homeowner is always special.
Yeah,
because it's just either whether it's their home or a homeowner that's working up to get the hours for their home, that's what it's all about, and that makes it. And plus, you know, it's a great experience. And then you really got, especially when they're there, like really paying attention to detail.
Sure.
And I'm a pretty detailed guy anyway, but, you know, when you have a homeowner there,
it puts pressure on you, doesn't it?
I don't want to mess up, especially, you know, you're painting or you're hanging cabinets. They better be.
They're looking over your shoulder a little bit.
They're checking. Because they know I work for a bank and they're like pretty skeptical to begin with that this guy has any idea what he's doing in terms of construction. And so.
That's funny.
But I think that's what makes it special and unique. Is that access, that connection that you get to have and get to see the pride in their eyes and them working. And I think that's what makes the model so good, what you do and how you do it and how you deliver it and how they're engaged and how they're helping other homeowners achieve that dream. I think that's pretty special.
That's awesome. So you've been out to key presentations. You've worked on homes. You've spoken at some of our events and that kind of thing. What's kind of, you know, if there's one or two Habitat moments that stick out, like what's a mission moment for you that really kind of sticks out when you think of the Habitat mission?
Yeah, I think when we were doing the one, I believe it was up in Clearwater when we had our associate was doing it. I think that was special because you don't get to do that very often and just seeing the joy and in their eyes was pretty spectacular.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
And then it's hard to say that any one moment because they're all different, they're all unique. You get to everyone we've been on, you know, I've done everything from we've been out doing trusses, again amazed me. You guys let's hang, put trusses up there. Although I do recall that a special moment was me working for about an hour hand hammering with a hammer and nails, and then you showed up with the nail gun and said, hey, you want to try to give this a shot?
The palm nailer.
Yeah, the little palm nailer. And somehow I didn't get that for the first hour.
We make you work for it. We want to see how far you get
That was a special moment, Mike. That was a special moment that I'll always remember. I think they're all special. The dedications are always amazing.
Sure.
Because you see the culmination of all that work. Mm-hmm. And so to say any one moment, I'm always happy I have the ability to do it. I'm thrilled that I work for a company that sees the value in doing it and understands the importance. And the fact that we have, you know, members of our leadership team and other associates in Tampa Bay who also see that and want to come out and do it.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
How do you promote that volunteerism amongst your leadership team? Because one of your leadership team members is on our board here at our particular affiliate. Is that something, and I know you serve on a lot of boards in the community, do you really encourage that as the leader of the bank here in our region?
Yeah, so volunteerism is a huge piece of it. And so we obviously give our associates the opportunity to volunteer into whatever they're passionate about.
Sure.
And so when I think of our charitable giving back that the associates get is that we give them time to do the hours and volunteer and whatever that is, but we also will match their cash contributions.
Which is nice.
Match up to $5,000 a year per associate to a qualified nonprofit. And so that's a big deal. So we give them opportunity to, if they can do time and treasure, that's fantastic.
Sure.
If it's just they don't have the time, but they can do the monetary, that's great. And if they don't have the money, but they can do the time, which is valuable, that's, you know, that's as good as well. And so, you know, there's a lot of, it's finding out what people are passionate about. We have lots of volunteer hours, and sometimes it's around habitat. Maybe it's around food distribution. Maybe it's around financial literacy. Maybe it's around teaching kids, whatever that is. You know, we just try to match up whatever that passion is that the associate has with whatever the purpose of that organization is. And Yeah, and then I think that's, but giving them the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And maybe they think this is something that sounds good. Let me try this. And maybe that's not what they thought it would be. And but they tried. And now we'll help them find another piece. And so we promote in our monthly newsletter where the volunteer opportunities are going to be, where they can get engaged.
So you're taking resources to the staff, too, to say, absolutely, hey, here you go.
Here you go. Here's where the opportunities are. Let's get us out to all the associates in Tampa Bay and say we have these volunteer opportunities. We have an amazing group of associates. We have employee network groups in Tampa Bay. There are different groups of around different passions and purposes within Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And then we take that, and then they will go volunteer as a group.
Yeah.
And so we just need to connect them. Let them know what's available.
There's a group on the west side of Pasco County that comes out monthly and works with our prior to COVID, they worked on our sites monthly up in Pasco County. So, and they were, very tied into the Newport Richey community and that kind of thing.
And that's it.
It speaks volumes about the bank that you guys are really promoting that. I'll give a shout out to Kristen Lewis, who's, one of your staff members who's on our board at Habitat. And the thing that's so cool is there's been a number of times where she's representing us as a board member at our events and that kind of thing. And you're right there with her, supporting her as her supervisor. So it's really cool to see that. And again, it speaks volumes to the organization you guys have and the culture you've built at Bank of America. So talk a little bit about, kind of what's next in this ever-changing world that we're in. If we could back up 2 years ago, we never thought we would be where we are, right? But what's next for Bank of America in our community and throughout the country?
Yeah, I think it's just continuing to build on change. Things are different.
Yeah.
As we talked about, things have accelerated.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. And we're in an amazing area. We live in a great part of the country. But with that, a lot of people have also recognized it as a great part to live in. And with that comes challenges in terms of rising housing costs and everything else.
Yeah.
The cost to build a home has gone up. I mean, all these things, all the things you're keenly aware of.
Yeah.
And what's the role we can play in that? And so you think about, we as a company, we committed last year $1.25 billion to racial equality and economic opportunity. And what does that look like? And what role does that play in the community?
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's around jobs, whether that's around affordable housing, mm-hmm. small business, or health. You know, what is that, and what's that role that we can play as a company and match up what those needs are in a community like Tampa Bay, and where are those gaps that we can help fill in?
Yeah.
We increased our minimum wage to $21 an hour last year.
Yeah.
We're going to increase it to $25 an hour by the year 2025.
That's great.
And I think that's important because it's encouraging other companies. Not every company can do $21 an hour, $25 an hour, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But if it encourages a few more to come along and understand the importance of that wage, a good wage job that has not only a good starting wage, but a great career path, and have you do that piece of it. That comes with benefits, retirement.
Yeah.
I think when you talk about, our purpose is to make everyone's financial lives better, we have to do that internally first. And
so you got to
start inside first. Got to walk the walk.
Yeah.
And so if we're going to talk about making financial lives better,
mm-hmm.
we have to do that and make sure we're taking care of our own teammates, as part of that.
That's awesome. Well, you guys are definitely making the community a better place and making, Tampa Bay is a stronger community because of Bank of America's involvement throughout it. So, and you've done a phenomenal job of leading the bank. So I know on behalf of Habitat, we're extremely thankful for the continued partnership and look forward to building many more homes together.
Yeah, there's a CEO build coming up.
There is.
I think that's great. Yeah, great idea.
You're one of 50 folks that are joining our group. So, what started off as just a little idea with Bill Brand and Mindy Grossman, who are two, company leaders. We thought, hey, let's go out and find, 18 or 20 CEOs to help come together and build a home. Has kind of spiraled into a 50. I think we have 51 commitments, and it's going to be a really fun project. So that's exciting. So
well, I think
glad to have you involved with that as well.
Well, kudos to you. I'm happy to do it, and kudos to you and the team because I think it's validation to you and your team about the importance.
Sure,
and then to get that group, when you look at who it is,
that's
phenomenal that they're going. They could dedicate their time, but I think that just validates and how important this is and how important building homes are in our community and what you all give back. And when that happens,
it's becoming
an economic impact.
Oh, for sure. And we know that a lot will spin out of that CEO bill. Right. But it's becoming harder and harder for folks to make do in today's environment. You know, everything's increasing, right? And so, but companies like yourselves and Habitat and what we're doing with increasing the living wage for our employees, right. I mean, that's how we combat the, you know, what we're seeing in the community. So kudos for that. Yeah. So, Bill, thank you for just carving out a few minutes to chat with us today. And thank you for everything you continue to do for our community.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike.
Awesome. Sounds good. All right. Well, that was a lot of fun visiting with Bill. I know you weren't able to join us for the conversation, but he's just such a great guy, does so much, is viewed as a leader in Tampa Bay for what he's able to do through Bank of America. Mm-hmm. And we're just so thankful for him here at Habitat. So
he's awesome. I think that, you know, I knew Bill in my previous role when I worked for the St. Pete Chamber.
Yeah.
And when I saw that he was so involved with Habitat, it was one of the huge reasons why I wanted to come over here.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool to see those connections kind of flow into one area to the next. And Bill's just been so awesome. I think what he's done for Habitat, as well as for his own team is really cool, making that connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he got stuck with just me today. So it probably the interview probably wasn't as good as
if
you were there,
great.
But
you let us know. Comment below.
But we're very thankful to Bill. So, yeah. So Morgan, what else we got going on? How do we want to wrap up today?
So, you know, we always wrap up with our pillars: apply, donate, shop, advocate, volunteer. Last but not least, volunteer. So we're actually, we put out several calls on social media and in our different campaigns digitally for weekday warriors.
What is a weekday warrior?
Oh, let me tell you all about it. So a weekday warrior, we have about 50 or so. They're an amazing group of dedicated volunteers who are either retired or semi-retired or just want to come spend a lot of time with Habitat. And that's typically on the build site. But we're really trying to change that perspective. And it's not just build site volunteer opportunities. We also have opportunities in the office and in the restore.
There's so many places that folks can volunteer with us. You know, I think historically Habitat has always been seen as, oh, you got to go
sling a hammer. Yeah.
But, you know, we have committees. Mm-hmm. We have a number of different committees that help support our mission. We have in-office volunteers. So we have multiple locations across across Pinellas and Pasco counties. So we're always looking for volunteers that can come in and help us with tasks and taking care of things. And we also need ongoing volunteers in our restore. And so especially from a customer service standpoint, you know, we want folks that can serve as greeters and people that can help us to sort donations, who can help customers, who can ring customers up, who can go out on our trucks and accompany our staff to do donation pickups. So there's all kinds of opportunities to get involved. If folks are interested in getting involved from a volunteer standpoint, they can visit our website and click on the volunteer link. And Xavier, who is our volunteer manager, and his team will be in touch to get folks connected. So a lot of opportunities there, a lot of great ways to engage with Habitat. It takes so much of the community coming together to make Habitat, advance. So thank you for considering volunteering with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for watching.
So we'll see you again on the next Habitcast episode. And I have no idea who the guest will be. So tune in to find out.
Stay tuned.